walking slow and drinking fast. I was lost inside a painting on a wall. A pretty baby with a cigarette was looking for a place to ash. Stumbling toward the voices down the hall. They have filler on the stereo. Not the album, just the song. For two dancers all in white, no one really knew. There were a lot of leather jackets. There was a haircut reading palms. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't really move. Forgot the bathing suits, but felt like jumping in the pool. Right after making sure the underwater lights were on.
Lubbock's only indie alternative, KTXT 88.1 FM, The Raider.
Hey guys, we're Fellow American.
We're an alternative rock band from here in Lubbock, Texas.
You're listening to KTXT FM Lubbock, The Raider 88.1. Thanks for tuning in.
Keep it locked to the left.
This is Lasandra Gonzalez, a public relations major from Detroit, Michigan. You're listening to KTXT FM Lubbock, The Raider 88.1.
You're listening to KTXT's newest sports talk show, 3 and Out, with sports debates, hot takes, and much more. With RC Maxfield.
What did it look like?
What do you mean?
Just say when. Just say, seriously? Are you serious?
Derek Holland.
Watch your profanity.
And Tobias Bass.
No, I don't accept that. Ever.
This is 3 and Out.
Welcome to the rundown here on, well, not the rundown, it's 3 and Out, man. I'm not used to hosting this one. My bad, guys.
Watch your profanity.
My bad. 3 and Out here Monday. KTXT is January 28th alongside Tobias Bass, Derek Holland, Julia Sewing running our board today. It's kind of interesting with Jared Haley Goodman in there. Got Rashad Lofton doing social media for us.
Yep. Rashad back in the house.
And I'm RC Maxfield. This is 3 and Out. Just need to repeat myself to make sure I get that one right. But welcome into the show. We're going to talk about Texas Tech Red Raider basketball. We're going to talk a little bit about the track event that happened this weekend. Tobias and I were kind of stunned at the facility over there. That was like the first time we spent quality time in there. My goodness.
It's beautiful.
Worth every penny. Then we're going to talk AD.
AD.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about with
AD.
Yeah,
they just had a statement. Interesting. You saw Woj tweeted out the Pelican statement.
We'll break it. Go ahead. Say it.
Oh, wow. It's a really interesting one.
Okay, just to refresh everybody.
Yeah, please do.
Anthony Davis, he signed with LeBron James's friend.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah. Well, no, Paul, right?
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, his agency, he's now with them.
Clutch Sports.
Obviously, we knew that he wasn't going to stay in New Orleans.
Right.
We knew that. We just didn't know when or if he was going to ask for a trade. This morning, we all wake up, and of course, he asked for a trade.
So here's a statement. New Orleans statement to ESPNist Woj. This past weekend, Anthony Davis's representatives informed us that Anthony does not wish to sign a contract extension with our team and subsequently has requested a trade. Although we are disappointed in this decision, our organization's top priority is to bring an NBA championship to our city and fans, build our team for long-term success relative to specific talks of a trade. We will do this on our timeline. One that will make sense for our team will not be dictated by these outside of our organization. This is the interesting part. We have also requested the league to strictly enforce the tampering rules associated with this transaction.
Yeah,
that's the end of the statement. So that's interesting.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's LeBron James.
Isn't that interesting? They acknowledge that he's requested a trade. That's crazy.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
You put A and B together. I mean,
the thing is that you can't even really say that's tampering, can you?
Yeah, you can make a case as tampering if you're New Orleans because you're desperate to keep the guy.
Yeah, you can make a case.
I mean, you can't go, like, remember what they were doing, what they supposedly did to Carmelo. You can't go up to a player while he's with another team and say, come be on my team. I mean.
Yeah, you can't do that. But also, I mean, him signing with LeBron's best friend's agency, I mean, that's kind of cut and dry right there.
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened to basketball because LeBron, and as soon until the day he retires, he has access to tamper legally.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah,
but he doesn't. But Anthony Davis, genius. As far as I know, he doesn't have a no trade clause. Yeah,
He doesn't. But I'm just saying, it's basically legal tampering what LeBron James can do because he can just talk to his friend who is an agent.
He can talk to him indirectly. So.
Yeah.
That's greatness. Like then, LeBron is so smart.
Then
AD,
he lives in LA, so you think LeBron and him aren't having these conversations?
Oh no, they don't. They are for sure. Also, I think the tampering rule is kind of stupid to begin with. I mean,
I see why it's in place. It's for smaller markets in this kind of way. But I agree that it is kind of dumb because players are going to talk to each other if they want to talk to each other.
Well, also think about it. Say for example, I work here, and I want to go work somewhere else. I can talk to them. They can talk to me all they want. Yeah. What other job do you know is like can't reach out to potential employers? Right. I mean, that's kind
of
ridiculous.
And at the end of the day, the player, he's going
to
make the decision whether you tamper with him or not.
In a CBA, you'd think the players would say. To get rid of that. I mean, that's an owner's thing, you know?
And if you're New Orleans, you're going to get the best deal from the Lakers.
Right.
Possible.
Like, he's not going to the Lakers. No, if he goes anywhere, it's Boston. 100%.
They can't trade him if they give him Kyrie.
Yeah, they can't trade him. They can't trade him in season, so he's going to be a Laker.
It'll be in July.
No, I guarantee you he is gone. I'm willing to make a bet he's gone by Sunday.
But it doesn't – I mean, if you're New Orleans, though – Boston can give you the best deal.
I don't agree with that, actually.
I think about all the young talent. They have tons of picks.
I think they give you the best deal, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think they can give you the best player, not the best deal.
Well, they got
if that makes sense.
Well, they got the picks. They
got depth. I mean, think about like if you were to trade Rozier, Hayward.
Brown and a pick.
Brown and two picks.
Two picks.
Now, Lakers can't match that.
They can't.
Listen, I'm just saying this. There's no way.
No, it's not in the season.
New Orleans doesn't trade him before the trade deadline because they're going to get more for him.
Sure, but it's impossible for Boston to get him during this season.
Yeah, because of Kyrie.
But that's why, I mean, David Aldridge has a report now. It's a really good one that July is when he'll get moved.
I think he gets moved by Sunday.
I'd like to see
I think the
Lakers, I would like to see it, too.
I think the Lakers just swoop in, and they're like, we have to do this.
I mean, what
we
let's
have to do it.
If you're the Pelicans, what do you have to have? I mean,
we were talking about this earlier.
You got to have Ingram or Kuzma.
Yeah.
That's what
Lonzo,
we were saying.
Hart.
And a pick.
No, two. Zubac and two picks.
And two.
Zubac is, I think that's, I mean.
You got to have four players and two picks.
They're not
going to
give up
deal.
Four players.
You have to.
They're gonna. It's three in picks.
You have to get that.
Think of the picks are going to be what? They're going to be outside the lottery.
No. The Lakers have that lottery pick from.
No, just unprotected. You would get the Lakers pick, just their pick, not somebody else's.
Yeah, unprotected.
I mean,
pick,
if you're the Pelicans, I think Ingram, Ball, and Zubac.
Hart.
But you got to shuffle Zubac and Hart out. They're not going to give up
both.
Four guys.
I got to get both.
That's too many players.
No, that's. See, here's the thing. This is my logic.
Then the Pelicans have to send somebody else.
They will.
It'll be Clark. No, Tim Frazier. They'll probably give up Wesley
Johnson. Etuan Moore, maybe.
And Wesley Johnson. They'll probably give up one of those.
They're
going
to have
Johnson.
To make the salaries work. That's the problem, which is fine. They have to give those four guys up for me to even talk, and they have to add two picks.
Well, I think if you're the Pelicans and it's Kuzma's not going anywhere.
No, absolutely not.
You're not giving up Kuz.
It's Ingram. It's Ball. And then to me, if I'm the Pelicans, I'm okay with Zubac. I've watched all their games. He's solid.
What about KCP?
I'm going to say this right now.
If you're the Lakers, you hope they take him.
Yeah, you have to get rid of him.
Yeah. But I'm going to say I don't even know if the Pelicans would want Zubac after what Jahlil Okafor has been doing
the
past 2 weeks.
He's playing well.
He looks like the third overall pick.
But Hart has regressed a bit. I watch all their games because they're late. He's regressed a bit.
But don't you think if he went to New Orleans, and he kind of reminds me of a Holiday. Like his playing style. I'm not saying he's on his level, but like what he plays like, the style where he's a lockdown defender type guy and he can get to the bucket. I feel like it would be really good if you had like a mentor like him.
And their biggest issue is wing pieces. They have they have no
guards.
And
you remember
no
why?
Because
they gave them all up.
They gave them all away. That's been their biggest issue.
With Tobias and I were talking about that earlier where like you had to do that move if you were New Orleans to keep Anthony Davis happy. It just
didn't work out.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
it didn't
got
work
hurt.
Out because of Achilles and that sucks because if Boogie doesn't tear his Achilles, he stays there.
Yeah, he stays
there. First of all, you don't have to trade Anthony Davis. You have the best front court for the next, 5-6 years at least?
And you got Holiday.
Yeah,
exactly.
Holiday.
So, I mean.
And Mirotic has played very well.
I mean, And you got Etwan Moore, who and with those guys would be good because he could just pot up in a corner and shoot a three. I mean,
no, I just don't think the Lakers will. They're not going to bite that hard.
They have to.
I mean, that's yeah.
But I'll do it.
How many more years do you think LeBron James has prime wise?
Man, I mean,
I think four tops.
4 or 5.
I say four.
It's hard to say. This groin injury is kind of sketchy. So it's 16 games.
And then the Pelicans, they need guard so bad. They have Elfrid Payton. He's bad.
But he's okay on a bad team, if that makes sense. Like, if you put him on a good team, he would not be good. Well, but since he plays a bunch on a bad team, he gets stats and they're inflated.
They need to blow that up.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I don't think the Pelicans can wait. I do not think they can wait to go to Boston because and the Lakers can't either. So that's why I think they can get four of those players. I agree.
What's the difference about why he's on contract for another year?
Because you can get more.
But why not, if you can't give him to Boston for a better deal in July, wait till next trade deadline?
I don't know if that is a better deal.
Oh, Boston's deal?
Yeah, I think Boston will get him the best deal.
Yeah,
I don't know if they would.
Their picks are better.
Do you think they'd give him that Sacramento pick?
For sure.
But they have two. They have two, and
the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, they have two. They have two picks.
See, here's the thing. This is, I think,
the Brooklyn pick is. It looks like what you'd want.
Yeah, it's not. It's okay.
Both of them are kind of comparable. The Kings.
Well, the Sacramento's in the top 10 right now.
Yeah, and then the Nets are borderline a playoff team.
So they're kind of the same.
Yeah, 14 or 15, I think. So I mean, to me, I would do, if I'm the Lakers, I'm okay with trading those four guys, two picks, and if I'm the Pelicans, I do it now. Because that way you can get a little bit of chemistry going, seeing what you have for next year and what you need to go get or what you have already in place. Because I think Jahlil Okafor, it's only been 2 weeks. But if you let him, you know, do what he's been doing, maybe that'll be fine. You get Brandon Ingram down there. You know, you get Kuzma. Kuzma's ball's out for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's one of those things where
ball's got to go.
Yeah, you get to see what you have. And honestly, I would be kind of excited to see Ball and Holiday together because I think that would be really fun to watch because Holiday would hide flaws that Ball has, and then Ball would hide a lot of flaws that Holiday has on the offensive end.
No, Ball's great.
He make them better.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really nice combo.
Ball's been playing really well, but he just doesn't mesh well on an offense with LeBron, who's so ball dominant.
And then they're super young. It'd be fun to watch.
I really think like their starting lineup would be really fun to watch. It would go Ball, Holiday, Ingram, Okafor, and then Zubac. Yeah. Or, and you could put in Mirotić if you want there, too.
You can start Randall if you want.
Yeah, and you still got Randall.
I don't think Zubac will – I don't think they'll move him.
Yeah, I think they'll keep him.
I'm telling you, though, if
Hart is on the block and Ball is for sure.
And then you got Hart off the bench, too, in my scenario, obviously. So you got Randall, Mirotić, and Hart off the bench. That's eight players right there.
And that would literally solve all their issues.
Yeah, they have six players on the
team. Yeah, that would solve everything.
And they're not going to make the playoffs anyway, so they're going to get a good pick. And go with that.
Well, they don't have their
pick's gone.
Oh, that's
right. The pick's gone. Yeah, so they have to do something.
And that's why I think they should make the trade this year because that way they can go into free agency. They're going to have more cap room. Yeah. I'm not saying they're going to sign, you know, Klay Thompson or anything. They're not going to get that. But they could get, you know, a really solid, maybe a Jabari Parker type guy that it works out actually kind of deal, hopefully. That's what I think they could do.
I don't know. I think to me they should wait. Because it doesn't – I mean –
because the issue with Boston is you could get, like, Hayward, who's an all-star.
Yeah.
Why would you do that if you're the Pelicans?
What do you mean?
Why would you do that?
I mean, unless the Lakers really sell the farm, then you have to wait. I mean, because you know you'll get a better deal for Boston. There's so much reports out that they want to make that deal. Hayward, they're going to move on from him.
Well, they have to.
They have to.
Because he's washed, and it's just bad because of the injury.
And you can get Brown or Rozier, really both.
All three.
And top seven pick?
I think
it's going to be top seven.
And I think those would be Hayward, Rozier, Brown, and the pick.
Yeah, it probably won't be top seven.
I'll be honest with you. I'd take the Lakers thing in my scenario over what y'all are saying.
But I'm saying you're getting better players.
I get that, but you just talked about it. New Orleans needs depth, right? They need depth more than anything right now. You still get quality players, correct, from the Lakers?
Well, if the Lakers are offering four guys like you're saying, you got to take them.
And I think they would.
I don't think they
will,
though.
Because I think the Lakers realized they went into the mindset of signing LeBron James. We have him for 3 or 4 years, right?
Right.
He's 33 years old, 34 years old. You have to go all in. If that means trading four of your young pieces, so be it. You have to do that. And then next year, you can go and get Klay Thompson or somebody in free agency and then do what the Warriors did and get a bunch of vets to say, hey, come in here, minimum, and you can come off the bench and score some points.
I just don't – Magic hasn't shown the willingness to do that. I mean, Kawhi was out there. He didn't go for it.
I don't think they've – but in my opinion, Anthony Davis is much different from Kawhi.
And then with AD, who wouldn't want to play with AD and LeBron?
That's what I'm saying.
Another phrase he's gonna Klay Thompson
would sign there the minute free agency started.
I think he would too.
Yeah, he would guarantee it.
And KD might go there.
I think Rondo re-signing at the one would be good for them too. And then if you keep Zubac, I mean, that's for me the Lakers. The Lakers got to keep that fourth piece. I mean, if they can swindle the deal where they're not giving up four guys, then they're
you got to remember
win.
They still have
Chandler.
No, Wagner. From Michigan. He doesn't play much. I don't know how good he is.
He hasn't looked that good.
He really hasn't had a chance to play much either.
Right. They have four fives right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe that gives him a chance to see what they have there, yeah. and then they can move on from that and maybe get like an extra guy and a
Well, it's not
or
the end
something.
Of the world. I mean, you know, Chandler or McGee will re-sign if they want them to. I mean,
McGee's under what, 2 years, isn't he?
He's a 1 year. Dude. One year. This so is Chandler. McGee, okay. But hey, I mean, Zubac's better than all those guys.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. If you're the Lakers, you knew coming into this, LeBron James, you have 4 years tops, right? You have to go all in. I don't care. You have Kuzma, LeBron, AD. You know you're going to get KD or Klay in that scenario, or at least a superstar.
Well, if you're the Lakers, then you try to make a deal where that fourth guy is one of those fives that's not Zubac. I mean,
I don't think. I think they might do it if it's Wagner, and then you throw in like 2 seconds too. I think they might
that's
do that.
That's the Lakers' deal. Then they have to make that.
I could see that happening where it's, you know, they trade Wagner, Ball, Hart, and Ingram two firsts and 2 seconds. To get Anthony Davis or whatever.
And Etuan Moore.
And even if you couldn't even give a Wagner, you can give a V from Kansas. Mikhailu.
Or KCP.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think the Lakers want to trade him.
He has not looked that good. He got reassigned to the G League for about a week there.
Yeah. You know what he was shooting down there in the G League?
No, I know. But the thing is, he's in between. That's a bad place to be.
Absolutely.
He's not a G League player, but he's also really not a rotational guy yet.
Right, not yet.
I get that, but I think he would be perfect for those guys, like in terms of what he does. If you have a guy with like LeBron, Kuzma, and AD, if you have those three, he can literally just play 3-and-D, perfect guy. You just stick him in the corner. If LeBron gets trapped, he kicks it out.
He's got to make shots.
He's
young,
not been making.
I mean,
shots.
He shot 45% at the G League, and I understand it's the G League,
and he's young too. He's one of those guys. He went to college at 16, so he's like 20.
He's from overseas. Yeah, he's only like 20.
He's 20.
He's like one of the youngest players in the NBA.
He's 20. He's 20. He's a
something like that.
He was
the youngest player in college basketball for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. He went to college for 4 years and he's still 20. So that's unique.
That's ridiculous. But no, I think that. If you're the Pelicans, in my opinion, I know y'all disagree. I think you have to get this done, like, now.
Well, I mean, I don't think – I mean, it depends. I mean, if you get – the Lakers will bite like you're saying they'll bite. Well, why not?
Yeah.
But if they're like, you know what, actually we'll give you Ingram and Ball and a pick.
Yeah.
I mean, or Ingram, Ball, and KCP. That's even iffy, right? I mean, Ingram, Ball, and Wagner. It's weird. I mean, I think if they're not going to sell the farm, wait for Boston to do it.
But that's the thing. Why wouldn't LA sell the farm?
I don't know.
They would have
because Magic hasn't shown a willingness to do so. That's all I'm saying.
I get that, but I don't think he's had the opportunity to get a guy like Anthony Davis.
And he said if he doesn't get a guy, he'll leave. So he has to do something.
Yeah.
No, yeah. He put himself out
there. He has no choice.
Yeah, so I think Anthony Davis, in my opinion, I think it's one of those things where he's like 90. I would put odds at it like he's 90% chance going to the Lakers.
I hope so. That'd be a great team.
And this is the most ideal situation possible for a guy you're trying to sign.
Oh, 100%.
It's the most ideal situation.
Because you got another max
another
contract.
Year.
Right.
And you can get the max. So, I mean, it's really ideal for AD, LeBron, the Lakers as a whole. But we got more of that coming up on the way, too. We didn't even get into Texas Tech yet, guys. But you listen to 3 and Out here on KTXT 88.1 The Raider. Keep it locked to the left, guys.
Dress it up and make it real for me. Whatever that man. There's something in the style for me. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Gotta roll a pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all this. Pity start acting. Shoot a like a film in a movie. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All this cops shootin' tragic. Hold on, wanna live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want to put a in my little memory, even though she average. Dirty money in the cup. 45 by my good. My young on the cut. Take you out for some joints. It's countless money, no rush. I'm on the one way flush. Loud pack smelling mustard. Police can't touch me. This bogus police can't touch me. Can't touch me.
pressure with the VVS. I drive the foreign like it was a Chevy. Drive the foreign like it was a Chevy. Lift it up and go and all set. Cuckoo like she Holly Berry. Future hits is dirty, Sprite legendary. Dirty soul and understand from. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all this. Start acting. Shoot a like a film in a movie. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the March Madness. All these cops shootin' tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want to the mind that made me even though she average. Gonna face it. We gon' wake up and smoke up some. She gon' keep it so real with her. I'ma come back and always go for her. Been a curve and a spray like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than Mercury. F*** around, teach you that recipe. F*** around, you gon' be out of here. Make it say hun like a with juvenile. Soon as that word hit the city, we move it. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Take it to the side of the club and just in case if you ever gotta use it. Get a paint a coat and pour it up. Dirty soul and understand for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all this. Start acting. Shoot a like a film in a movie. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the March Madness. All these cops shootin' tragic. Only one to live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want to put a in my life, even though she average. As long as police can't touch me. Can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I try to fire like it was a Chevy. Try to fire like it was a Chevy. Lift it up and go to the offset. Cuckoo like she Holly Berry. Future hits is dirty, Sprite legendary. Dirty soul and understand from. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool.
So much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
I think you're crazy.
Welcome back into 3 and Out here on KTXT 88.1 The Raider. Tobias Bass, Derek Collin, I'm RC Maxfield.
Hoo-dee-hoo!
Watch your profanity. Got to talk a little bit of Texas Tech basketball now. They came out with the rankings earlier today. They dropped to 16th. No surprise there, really. I know a couple of us thought,
I thought it might be a little worse. Yeah.
I told y'all it was going to not be that bad.
Yeah, I thought we would definitely fall
I told y'all it was not going to be that bad.
This ranking this week sucks. It's horrible.
I think there's definitely some
bad. TCU, right?
No, TCU's not. If you go by votes, I believe they were 36th mm-hmm. in the country, yeah. Something like that. So, I mean, it's still a big game. You know, if ESPN puts you at primetime on Big Monday, it's a big game.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, on ESPN1, correct?
Yeah, this is ESPN. This is not ESPN2 or ESPNU or anything like that.
No, that's big.
Yeah. This is
I'll tell you what that also means. That means that they know that atmosphere is going to be bumping. And that's why they do it.
I mean, there's a reason they brought in Holly Rowe.
No, hey.
This game, she's huge.
No, for real. I mean, that's like you sit in a room, in a budget room, and you say, where are we going to be for Big Monday? Well, we got these games. Well, I can tell you this, that Tech is going to be bumping. That student section is crazy. It's a big game. Well, you know what? Let's put that prime time. Let's send Holly Rowe down. That's how you know that this place is on the map.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tech comes into conference play 4-3 tonight. TCU is at 3-3, a full game and a half back of Kansas, who sits at 5-2. Tech is a game back. So if they win tonight, they'll have the same amount of wins as Kansas and Kansas State, who are currently tied for first place. Obviously, they'll be a half game back due to their losses, and Kansas only having two, Kansas State only having two, and Texas Tech having three. But this is a huge game. You know, Derek just said it was on ESPN. I'm actually legitimately scared Tech loses here tonight. And the reason why is one guy and one guy only, and he just won Big 12 Player of the Week, and that's Noy. I really think he can cause a lot of havoc for Jarrett Culver.
Yeah, 14.7 points, 4 rebounds, and assists a game. He's a leading scorer. So.
He's so long.
Yeah, he is.
He's very long, and then not to mention he doesn't get a lot of credit, but Alex Robinson.
Yeah, 7.7
assists. He's the best point guard in the Big 12.
He is, hands down.
And it's not even close.
Hands down.
I think that's going to be really the key matchup tonight for Tech is going to be who guards him. And if you're telling me it's Moretti, that guy's going to have 12 assists tonight. I'm calling it right now. He's going to have a huge game because Moretti cannot stay in front of him. My prayer is that Chris Beard puts Mooney on there, and Chris Beard being the defensive genius that he is, I'm pretty sure he will put Mooney on Robinson just because of the length factor and, you know, the steal potential that Mooney does have guarding, you know, smaller players. But I kind of wanted to get y'all's opinion on this game. I'm legitimately scared. Tech is 5-point favorites tonight.
No, I think Tech's going to win. You know, TCU doesn't have a true road win this year almost. Yeah. I mean, they have some – they have a
neutral site game.
They don't have a good road win.
They
beat USC
at Staples Center, but it's a neutral site
game. Florida was at home.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they lost to Oklahoma at Kansas. I mean, those are tough games. At Kansas State, tough games.
Yeah, their schedule, best of out-of-conference schedule, it wasn't that tough.
No, they lost to Lipscomb or whatever. I think Tech covers the spread tonight.
I'm just so scared because the only reason you beat Arkansas is because you tied your season high for threes, which was 10. You go 10 for 21 from three. I mean, that's the only reason you won that game.
And that's
you should have lost.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, too. TC, they're one of the best teams in the country regarding the three-point line. They're seventh.
They're seventh
in the country. So we're not going to make 10 threes again, of course, but still.
I just hope the atmosphere riles TCU. I don't They obviously went up to Kansas already.
Yeah.
Played in the fog, but yeah.
They got a senior point guard. I think he'll be fine.
That's the thing that I'm worried about the most is because Robinson. He's been in this environment before. Yeah, he's got a great coach in Jamie Dixon.
Yep.
I'm just legitimately scared that something bad happens here tonight on national television to Texas Tech. But I mean, I could easily see Tech losing, but at the same time, obviously 5 points, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
You know, in college basketball, that's a pretty big, you know, kind of favorite right there on the spread.
Right.
So what I think Tech probably wins by a field goal, like three.
Yeah, I said three. That's what three? I said three. Probably free throws at the end.
I got them covering.
That's pretty bold, actually, in my opinion.
Eight points, 8-10.
Wow. That's bold.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, they lost to Kansas State by 10 on the road. I mean, that. I can see that. I can see that. I think it's going to be a raucous atmosphere.
The over-under is 131.5, by the way.
That's going to be under.
I agree.
Yeah, that'll definitely be under.
Yeah. Tech can't score.
You can't score. Yeah.
But I think they play good defense tonight.
Yeah, we'll play good defense. I mean, we'll see. And Bane's good. He's their leading scorer. Their leading scorer. He's good. Last time he came, he played well. Him and Robinson, they both played well.
He's sneaky quick, too.
Well, Jamie Dixon's going to have him ready. I mean, he's a great coach.
Yeah, he's
but
a great coach.
I just think tonight – Tech gets back on track a little bit, and I think it's going to be tough. TCU obviously doesn't play well on the road, and I think it's going to be tough to play in this kind of atmosphere.
I think the thing that we're not even talking about either that's kind of big for this game is how quick they have to play the next game.
Mm.
You know, Tech played on Saturday. They were at home. TCU played at home as well, but TCU has to travel. Tech doesn't have to travel. There's less than 48 hours between games here.
Right.
So that's a pretty big deal because these college kids are used to, you know, at least having – closer to 70, 72 hours between games. So I think that's a storyline that maybe people aren't talking about. I understand with all the training
they go to Baylor, correct?
Yeah, so yeah. I think it's one of those things where, you know, TCU played Florida, I believe, on Saturday and Fort Worth.
Florida's not a good team.
No, but they won in Fort Worth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they played then. TCU still has to travel within the next 48 hours to play a game and get ready for Texas Tech.
Right.
I don't feel like that's a really big deal, in my opinion. But at the same time, if anybody can get their team ready, like Derek said, it's Jamie Dixon.
Yeah, it's Dixon.
So I'm legitimately scared tonight of what could possibly happen at the United Supermarkets Arena. It's going to be raucous.
Yeah.
You know, we got Fran Fraschilla coming in.
Yep.
That's how you know it's a big game in the Big 12 if you get Fran Fraschilla.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be a really big game. But I still think this team has so many flaws. Not even just on the offensive end. I think on the defensive end as well.
Right.
I think sometimes, and we keep calling him out a little bit, but Brandon Francis, man, he's got to stay on his guy.
Yeah, he does, because he overhelps too much, and he gives the open threes. Luckily, last game, they couldn't shoot, but he overhelps.
4-for-19, I believe.
Yeah, 4-for-19, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
– Then also, can we stop playing Norris and Tariq together?
Man, we've been saying that all year.
Like, I don't understand that. Maybe it's something we're not seeing in practice that he likes, but in the game, it doesn't work.
That's
part of the spacing issue, right? You have two big guys that they're not perimeter threats, so they're right there. That clogs up spaces, clogs up driving lanes, etc. That's just the issue.
Man, we've been saying that all year.
And Odiasi, I mean, he's offensively, he's not really a threat.
Yeah,
he's at all.
He's just a body.
Can't catch.
No, Owens, at least to me, I mean, he can make stuff happen in the paint. But
no, I really do think that's a big deal. If I was Coach Beard, I would have done it a long time ago. Y'all know how I feel about DeSean Corpora.
Yeah, he needs to start.
I would put him in the starting lineup a long time ago.
He needs to be the four.
I agree 100%.
He needs to be.
100%. Or you put Jared at the four.
Something.
Just interchangeable there.
One of them needs to start.
I mean.
Somebody's got to. Mooney has to have a good game tonight. Francis. Has to have a good game. Culver will play well tonight.
Yeah,
that kind of leads into my next question: is Moretti finally the second guy on this team?
No,
is he officially the second?
He's not a viable second option.
I mean, the way he's been playing, you would have to say he is.
Yeah, I think he is.
But if that is your second guy, then
who do you think is the second guy?
I'm not saying he's not, but I don't think we could be successful with him as our second guy.
I disagree.
I don't think so.
I don't think
he's dynamic enough offensively. I think he's a good shooter and he can defend, but I don't think he can put the ball and penetrate the zone and get to the basket. And that's a problem. And that's why I think I would like Francis to be that guy.
Yeah.
But he has not done that.
He hasn't been that guy.
So to me, with Moretti, it's just, I mean.
I think he's better than what he's better than what you're saying in terms of getting to the rim. I think that he doesn't get to the rim. I think he pulls up instead when he can get to the rim.
Well, he needs to quit doing that.
And I agree. You know, you should go to the rim sometimes to keep him honest. But
well, you have to. I mean, especially when they get into that zone.
Right.
Absolutely.
To take the three away, get inside, penetrate the zone, go to the rim. I mean, that's what you – that's basketball one-on-one. And he, to me – He doesn't do that. I think Francis has a better ability to do that than Moretti. He just doesn't do it. And so that worries me big time.
I think he kind of psychs himself out to a certain extent.
Who, Francis?
Francis.
Yeah.
I think he's so worried about his
fragile.
Scoring. Yeah, he's so worried about his scoring that he just takes away from
the But he is so talented.
But he's so fragile
mentally.
No,
I know, but I'm just.
That's his problem.
Somebody, I mean, to me, it's a mental thing.
100%.
Yeah, it's just a mental thing.
Like, coaches had to get with him and say, hey, man, we need you to step up. We believe in you. I'm sure they're doing it. I'm just, you know, you can tell a guy that he's got to believe it.
He's got that KD complex where you have to, encourage him even if he's doing bad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if he does something wrong, it's okay. That's not a bad turnover. Kind of thing.
Then
this
turnaround from good play to next play is just so it's just
yeah,
so
it's
long.
So quick.
He's inconsistent
right.
at best.
Yeah,
it's a good group of guys. I like this group of guys. They just, I mean, you know, the roles haven't been clearly defined yet. And it's getting
right.
late.
The thing is, though, I was thinking about this when we were playing Arkansas, and I think this team is perfectly built for March. And I'm going to say this because I don't think teams have seen this defense. Unless you're in the ACC, you've seen Virginia, right? You're not going to be able to prepare for this defense.
No, the defensively going to be great, but can they score?
But here's the thing. In March, you don't have to necessarily score a lot.
No,
not
yeah, defense. That's true.
So I think this team, you know, we were talking about it last week where, and even I was one of the people that said, okay, this team's not going to go as far as we thought.
No, but it ain't going to the Sweet 16.
I disagree.
I don't
actually,
think so.
I agree with Derek.
Thinking about it.
My biggest issue is when, we're a great defensive team, but I don't expect them to guard at an elite level for 40 minutes. Why?
It doesn't have to be 40 minutes.
But this is the thing. Someone's going to get a mismatch. And you're playing a team that like a very good offensive team, someone's going to be having their night.
How many good offensive teams are there in college basketball? How many that make the tournament?
There's a lot.
How many, though? How many
so
do you think you're going to play?
Go,
I can go
how
all
many
the way.
Good offense? You said good.
I can go all the way down to Marquette.
Yeah, I'm saying
that's
Marquette,
really
that's all they don't play any defense.
I agree.
They're great offensively. So that's.
But you're not going to play Marquette in the first round. You're
probably,
not going to play them in the second round.
Probably,
well, you actually very well might.
You could.
Marquette right now is a 6 or 7 seed.
No. They're
10th in the nation. They're
10th
in the nation.
They're a 3 seed.
They're 10th in the nation.
They're going to be a 3 seed.
I mean, okay, if you don't play them first round, very likely you might match up with them second.
Well, I don't think Tech's going to be a 6.
What do you think it'll be?
I think they're either going to be a 4 or 5. Because you're going to destroy – because everybody looks at the Big 12 so highly this year.
And it's all about matchups, too. So
I'm saying.
I don't think
if you're a 3 or a 4, where are you going to finish in the Big 12? You got to finish what?
You could probably be a
– I think you could finish 4th in the Big 12 and still get a 3 or 4 seed this year.
No, you wouldn't.
I really do.
No, you wouldn't.
Think about it. Kansas is going to get a 1, right?
Probably going to get a 1.
Maybe the first two.
Kansas
– probably, yeah.
1 or 2. Okay, Kansas State, they're going to get a 2 or a 3.
I was either state going to be.
Iowa State's probably going to get a 3 or 4, and we're probably going to be right there with them.
It
I think Iowa State is
see us more
it
as
depends
a 6
on
or
what the
7.
AC, it depends on what the AC and how they want to seat that.
I think Iowa State is probably the last 3 or the first 4, and then Tech is the last 4.
I don't think
that's probably how
high.
It works out.
Because, that's best case scenario of them finishing the Big 12.
That's 20, though. They're 20
in
that case.
I don't
or
see
16,
them
I'm sorry.
Finishing the Big – I mean, I just don't see that good of a finish. I think they'll lose to Kansas both times.
And I think we'll lose to Iowa State on the road.
I do for sure. To me,
I
that's
agree
a,
with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And I mean, would it surprise if we went to Norman and lost?
Nope.
That wouldn't surprise me.
It actually would surprise me because we actually do play pretty
Oklahoma's
well.
Oklahoma's good. Oklahoma's
not
that
bad.
The 11
bad.
Or 12 seed
that.
To me. I mean, in the tournament, they'll be
that.
Fifth or sixth in the Big 12.
But you got to remember, the committee does look at the schedule, but it also looks at stats, right? And that net rating is still. Really in love with us.
Right.
We're in the top 12
sure.
of that.
And good,
that net
and
rating.
And a good non-conference,
and the,
too.
And the committee's already said that net rating is really going to be the impact on where they seed things from now on because it's the new BPI.
Yeah.
So if we're in the top 12 of that, you have to think we're a 3 seed because that's just how the math works out.
Well,
so,
I mean, yeah.
And let's say we fall out about a little bit, right, like you're saying, because I don't agree we're 12. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
But we're still going to be a 4 even if we fall back a little bit. So there's no possible way we play some of these elite offenses like you're talking about, like a – you know, a Marquette and stuff like that.
I mean, we are – Marquette is in that range with us. I mean, they're only 6.
I think they're a 2 or a 3.
And here's the issue with that. Even, like, So last we played Villanova. Villanova didn't shoot the ball great. They still won. They put up more points than we did. The issue, even if we're playing a team that's not shooting as well as us due to our defensive prowess, we still have to put points on the board.
And, you know, that's Villanova's around us right now. Yeah,
that, no, but I think Villanova this year is completely different from last.
Obviously. No, for sure. But I mean,
like Florida State's not ranked. I wouldn't want to play them either.
I'd be okay with playing Florida
State. I would
State.
Not want to play Florida State. I would
I
not
think,
want to play
I think
them
I'd be
all.
Okay with it. I think when it comes down to it, I think having a defense like Tech has is better than having a good offense.
Well, I think what you want in that tournament is you want to play a Big Ten team, like a Wisconsin
Ohio
or a
State,
Maryland
Ohio State
or Ohio State, State yeah. you know, or a Nebraska. You don't want, I mean, you know, Michigan will be farther.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who you want. You don't want these ACC teams.
I agree.
That's where I'm sit.
Or maybe like even a Pac-12 team or one of those.
Or the
know,
Big
like
East
a,
teams.
Like a Boise State or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
You want it.
It's all about matchup and how we match up with their particular
team. We match up really good with the Big Ten.
I do agree with this, though. If we play a team that likes to run and gun on offense, we're going to have some trouble. But we're going to go to Facebook Live right after this. So stay with us here on KTXT 88.1, The Raider. And be sure to tune into Facebook Live if you haven't already, guys. Hello, Facebook Live.
Hello, Facebook.
Hello, world. How's it going? Tobias is like holding his phone like he's
I'm
a grandpa
I'm,
right
no,
now.
Hey, y'all want to hear something interesting? You know the worst big conference right now in
Pac-12.
They have no ranked
It's not
team.
Even
they're
close.
Bad.
They're bad.
They're going to make one team.
They're terrible.
Who?
The winner.
Yeah,
Washington's 16-4.
Yeah, Washington. It's one more team I'm forgetting about.
Arizona's 14-7.
Arizona State
14-6.
Arizona State might do. They have the talent
to do that. Well, their non-conference too is really good. But no, the Pac-12 is just
bad.
It's really bad. That's why I'm telling you right now, the Big 12 might get like 8 teams in. Because they got to pick them from somewhere.
ACC going to get a lot too.
ACC going to get a lot. But Big East going to get a lot. Butler.
I think the Big East probably gets 4.
Butler, Marquette.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
It
was Villanova.
And Seton Hall.
Seton Hall's
not getting in. They're 14-8. They're not getting in. They just got trounced by Nova yesterday.
They're 12-8.
They lost by 25.
They did get blasted.
They're bad. But I think 4 Big East teams get in. I could see 8.
Georgetown's 13-7.
They're not getting in.
St. John's could do it.
Creighton's
I can see
12
that.
And
8.
St. John's.
Okay, so they'll get 4 or 5.
St. John's 15-5.
I'm just saying the Big 12 could get 8 teams in this year, and I would not be shocked.
Well, Big 12, I mean, think Kansas is getting in. Kansas State.
In.
Baylor's 13-6 right now.
They might get in because
they're
going
to get in. They're 4-2 in the Big 12. Yeah. We are going to get in. Iowa State's going to get in. TCU's going to get in. That's 6. Oklahoma's going to get in. It's those bottom 3. Texas, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. Texas right now to me not in 11-9 3-4 in the Big 12. Oklahoma State 2-5 in the Big 12, 9-11, and West Virginia definitely not getting in.
I think everybody other than Oklahoma State and West Virginia gets in.
Texas.
I think Texas.
Think
gets
Texas
in.
Gets in.
I do because I think they're going to have an upset win down there in Austin. Maybe it's against Kansas.
I don't think Texas is going to get in. I think he's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I think they get in, but I think it might be like
make
they're
a,
in that first four.
Like a bubble. They'll be a bubble.
Yeah,
team.
I think they're one of those playing games in Dayton.
One also we were talking about in the last segment, we're about let's say we're a 4 seed. So the next round we'll match up with a 5, so you also have to take into account how a team could be underseeded.
We could be underseeded.
But you can get like a good team that could they could be underseeded, and you know, it might not just match up that way.
But you could look at it from that perspective from Tech too.
Yeah. I mean, we play a team in the Pac-12, I'm not worried.
Or Big Ten.
I'm not worried about the Big Ten and most of the ACC teams.
See,
either.
I'm hoping that like a Wisconsin can end up being a 5 seed,
and we can
end up playing them or Maryland.
The thing is, like for me, the only team I can patch for that would even worry me, they would have to be healthy, would be Arizona State. The rest of them don't scare me that way anyway.
Well, Arizona State just has talent.
Well, all those Pac-12 teams are going to be high seeds. So if we're going to play a Pac-12 team, it'll be first round if we are 4 or 5 seeds.
Yeah.
Because they'll end up being a 12.
Yeah, they're just bad.
Just
yeah.
to run through
bad.
Some of the teams in the top 25 who, me personally, y'all can disagree. Just chime in if y'all – disagree. I would not be scared to play Florida State. I know Tobias said he
I
would be.
Play
I'm not scared to play Wisconsin. I'm not scared to play NC State because they live and die by the three.
Yeah.
Mississippi State's overrated. Yeah, Maryland is kind of scary to me, even though they just lost.
They're okay.
Iowa State, I'm scared to play them.
Iowa State is really, really good.
LSU, overrated.
They're overrated.
Buffalo, I hate those been major teams like that. They always scare me. I think they're okay. Purdue, they still got a couple good players on
Purdue, and their front court is super good.
Purdue, they're ranked too high.
And just to run through them real quick, just say yes or no, would you be scared? Louisville? I'm not.
No.
No.
Villanova, I'm kind of.
Yes.
Houston, no.
No.
Virginia Tech,
yes.
No. Kansas, yes.
Yes.
Marquette, yes.
Yes.
North Carolina,
yes.
Yes.
No.
Well, I think we can beat North Carolina.
I do too. Nevada, yes.
Yes.
Kentucky,
beat them.
No.
Kentucky,
no.
They're okay.
We'll continue this.
I would be okay with playing them.
We'll continue this on the next segment, though, just to run through to see, because we haven't talked enough Texas Tech basketball. Stay with us, guys. Get back on the air with us. Welcome back into 3 and Out here on KTXT 88.1 The Raider. Thank you to Julia Sewing for running our board, as well as Jared Castellanos. I don't know where Haley Goodman went, or else I'd thank her too. And thank you to Rashad Lofton for doing social media for us.
Rashad back in the house.
Tobias Bass, Derek Collin, I'm RC Maxfield. We're going to keep talking about Tech basketball because it's getting into that time where you kind of see the conferences start taking shape a little bit. Maybe some of the teams you thought were good aren't as good as you thought, i.e. Texas Tech a little bit. And then other teams where you thought they were going to be awful, step up a little
Baylor.
Bit.
Baylor.
That's what Scott I was about
Scott Drew's
got to
be the coach of the year.
I disagree strongly
with
that.
He's for me, he's up there.
It's got to be Rick Barnes.
Rick Barnes up Rick Barnes there. He's going to win it, but I mean, to me.
He's going to get votes, I think.
Yeah, but Tennessee's super talented.
I get that, but what they're doing is just crazy impressive. Yeah.
No, it is. But Baylor shouldn't be nowhere near as good as they are.
I think they got some better players than people think, but losing their best player does hurt them.
But he always does a good job there, and it's tough to play in Waco. It just is.
And that style of play is just hard to
prepare for.
It
seems like he has like 78 7-footers on that team.
Yeah.
It's long, yeah.
And I mean, they play such good defense. They remind me a lot of Tech.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll continue from our Facebook Live discussion. We'll restart that for the people that aren't on Facebook Live. We're going to run through the top 25 and – we'll give a little bit more information on what teams scare us right now in terms of Tech had to play them in the tournament. Obviously, it's January 28th. A lot of things can change. Tech can get better. Tech can get worse. Some of these teams can get better and worse. You know, a lot of things can change. But we'll start out in the AP poll, top 25, and we'll start at 25. Florida State does not scare me.
They do.
The ACC schools scare me.
When they get in those pass lanes, they're tough to beat, and they're big.
And they're very athletic.
They're big, too.
They don't scare me.
Why?
Because we have the best player in the game and the best defensive coach. Not the best defensive coach, but top three defensive coach.
I just think our inability to score hurts us with those ACC teams.
They're not very good at defense, though.
No, they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
They give up easy buckets a lot.
They do.
I mean,
that's ACC, but they're so dynamic offensively.
They rely on a lot of, like, passing lanes and getting steals. That's what they rely on.
I mean, I know this is Duke, but they let Duke score, what, 82 without Zion in the second half?
What they're going to do is those ACC schools are going to look at Tech and say, Tech, it can't score. So we'll let you shoot the ball. And
let me shoot.
No, that's what I'm saying. And if those shots aren't falling early for Tech in an NCAA tournament game against like Florida State, I see confidence dwindling, and I see if Florida State beating us.
And if you zone with long defenders on the perimeter, I'll be fine with the closeouts.
Yeah. See,
Culver's gonna ball regardless. The other ones I'm concerned about.
There's not gonna be a lot of teams that play zone in an NCAA tournament game. It's gonna be Syracuse and maybe like one or two other teams.
Well, if we can't handle this entire season, then we'll see it at least a few times a game.
Teams were doing it last tournament.
I understand that, but still, teams are really bad at zone. Like,
they
don't practice zone.
They don't.
No, yeah.
So
that's what's so frustrating that we can't beat it.
Well, we don't practice for it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, yeah, but the zone ain't that hard to be. It's not rocket science.
I agree. It's really easy. Get it to the free throw line. Make that guy make a pass.
Yeah,
that's it. So Florida State doesn't really scare me. We talked about it a little bit. The Big Ten, Nobody really scares us up there except for Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, I'm not scared of them.
You really want to...
Michigan State lost the other day, but they were playing well.
But you really hoping in the second round you get past that 12 if you're a 5 at Tech, yeah, that you do match up against Big Ten.
And let's just assume for the sake of this argument right now, Tech is either a 4 or a 5.
Let's say 5. Yeah.
That's fine. We'll go with 5. Okay. I'm fine with that. North Carolina State, I'm not scared of them.
No, they don't scare me.
Mississippi State, absolutely not
scare me. SEC schools don't scare me really either.
Yeah, I don't think there's one. Well, there's one that scares me, and that's it.
Tennessee.
We'll get to
Kentucky, kind of, but.
Doesn't scare me at all.
They're talented, but.
Overhyped. Maryland, they actually do kind of scare me. I think they're very well coached.
They're so inconsistent.
But they're weird. Yeah. They're very weird.
They're streaky.
Yeah, they're very streaky.
And if you're telling me they get a little hot in the ACC tournament going into the – I'm scared.
Because what doesn't scare me, we could catch them on the bad night. We can blow
100%.
Them out.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
You could say the same about Tech.
Right. That's right.
So, Iowa State, we already been proven that they should scare us.
They should scare everybody in the country.
I'm not going to lie to you right now. I know this might be bold. Iowa State's making the Elite Eight.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't surprise me.
No, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Mark it down. I will have them in my Elite Eight.
That wouldn't surprise me
as good
at all.
As they play defense and as good as that two
large
guard, that point guard is, yeah.
Yeah, no, I have them in my Elite Eight right now, and they're ranked 20th in the country.
And if they can win on the road like they did here, they can win anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a crazy environment. Oh, that was the first night students were back.
Yeah, right. That was insane.
Yeah, so LSU, we already talked about.
No,
SEC.
They're talented, but they're very over.
Buffalo might have the most underrated player in the country on their team.
Those, you said, those teams always scare me. I don't care. Because a few of them are going to make it deep no matter what.
I.e. Loyola Chicago.
They have none to lose.
Exactly. Yeah, so Purdue.
They scare me. That front court is really good.
Carson's good.
Carson's super good.
Is very good.
And that matchup with our front, that scares me.
Well, Edwards would be guarded up against Mooney. Yeah. And Mooney against Edwards. Edwards is going to score.
Remember, we played him last year.
He's going to hold him. Exactly.
And other than Edwards, other Edwards is gone.
Now, I'm not saying they'd beat us, but it would be a good game.
Yeah.
It would be a good game.
Team's gone.
Yeah. Obviously, Texas 16. Louisville doesn't scare me.
Yeah. No, Louisville doesn't scare me.
They're well coached, but they don't scare me.
That was a great hire by them.
Cronin, I love him as a coach.
Great hire. I didn't know they could be ranked. I didn't know their things were up.
Because their self-imposed stuff was enough for NCAA.
They blew out North Carolina. They got a good win against them. They blew them out.
Yeah, they're good, but I don't know. I don't think they've played a defensive team like Tech, and that's really what I'm going into this mindset with. I'm not scared of Villanova.
I am. I mean, that worried me. They're well coached.
They're playing well now. Beginning of the season, they look bad, but they're playing better now.
I'm telling you right now, Tech would have won last year if they had Keenan Evans. I'm sticking to that. They would have beaten Villanova. Houston.
Okay.
Houston scares me because they're streaky. If they get hot shooting, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, but
they got Brooks over there. He can shoot the ball. They're okay.
Yeah, they don't really scare me too much.
That
though,
conference,
unless
that,
they get hot.
The way they, I mean, it's.
They're American, so.
That's a really good, nice gym they have, though, that new
one.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah. That's a really nice gym. Virginia Tech.
The two streaky.
Scares me
a little bit.
They have Nikhil, he's good.
They got the third best three-point percentage in the country.
Yeah, that scares me.
That's streaky, though.
That's fine.
Because they played, the other day they got blown out of the gym.
But they've been there, though. They've been at least to the tournament, most of their guys have. They haven't been deep, per se, but they've been there.
They have a good coach.
Yeah. What is that, Bo Williams?
Buzz.
That's somebody I do, because right now we're hovering around other 4 and 5s.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see a Virginia Tech in the second round.
Next one is Kansas. Obviously, we know they scare us. We actually go to Lawrence this Saturday. We'll talk about that on the rundown on Friday at 4 p.m. Also talk about the Super Bowl because, we have to in sports.
Yep.
Because, we'll only talk about it for a little bit.
Who's watching that?
Yeah.
Can't believe people still watching
it. I told
Pro
you,
Bowl.
I'm watching it. Yeah. Because of Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy.
How ridiculous was the Pro Bowl?
I don't know.
What's the worst All-Star game? I would never watch it.
I didn't watch a second of it. When I heard
terrible.
Jason Garrett was coaching the NBA.
Alvin Kamara played DN last night, so that's how you know.
Well, and so did Elliott and Barkley.
I'm going to say this, and I'm not proud as a Titans fan. Alvin Kamara did bull rush and beat Taylor Lewan. That's not a good sign for us next year.
The NFL's hot garbage.
I thought it was funny.
The funny thing for me
was that the Cowboys coaches were the NFC coaches, correct? The whole staff. And they scored 7 points with the best players in the world. Just take that, Cowboys fans.
I mean, who's surprised at that?
Moving on. North Carolina doesn't scare me.
They're streaky, but they're good.
But we can beat them.
They'll get better as time comes along, too.
Nevada. Scares me so bad.
Those two guards.
They got Caroline, too.
Oh, Caroline might be their best player.
Yeah, he might be.
Kentucky doesn't scare me.
They did, but we can beat them.
They're coming along. They always start off slow. They
and
get
then they
yeah.
hop
they
off
always,
in the, in the tournament.
Yeah,
and that's what scares
this.
Me.
They
I would hate to see them in the second round. I just would.
I don't think we'd have to worry about that. But this is where it gets interesting for me because there's a couple teams up here that don't scare me because I think Tech's defense would prevail. Michigan State at 6. Do they scare you guys?
Yes. They lost yesterday, but they're one of the best defensive teams in the country without their best defensive, Josh Langford.
So well coached.
He's been hurt. And they're playing great defense. The Cassius Winston, all those guys, they're playing
well.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that scared me. We could beat them.
We could beat them.
That's one of the teams that actually scares me. There's four teams in the top six that scare me, and they're definitely one of them because of the reasons Tobias just said. They play defense well, and they can shoot the three.
Well, Tom Izzo, I mean, and they're talented.
Izzo.
And he's always recruiting well. Look at what Bridges is doing in the NBA. I mean, he's
He should be
great.
In the dunk contest. They say announce if he's in it.
I think he
Dennis
is in
Smith
it.
Is in it.
Yeah.
I think he is in it.
Good.
I think
he needs to be. He needs to take over Charlotte that weekend, him and Kimba. Moving on, just right down the road from Lansing to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
They scare
the crap out of me.
They're good.
They're not playing good right now.
I don't care because you brought up the Tom Izzo factor.
Oh yeah,
B-line's a great
B-line's a stud.
He's a
great
coach.
That team is the Final Four team.
And he gets them. He prepares them very well for the tournament, like he did last year. We didn't expect that last year.
If they're not a one, I'm pissed.
They'll be a one.
Watch your profanity.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But problem with them is they can't score. They're not a very good offensive team. Iggy, that little I can't remember where
they
he's
got
from.
Poole.
Pool's good, but you saw what happened against Wisconsin the other day.
I know, but he can get hot though.
He can, but they don't have a problem scoring. That's the
They got a nice solid big man. I mean,
they do.
Hap was doing
he was bullying that freshman. Yeah, He's a freshman, and people are starting to figure him out as time's going along. He hasn't been playing well.
I agree, but I think B-line would
he'll fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just talking right now.
For sure. Gonzaga.
They scare me bad.
I
would not want to play them.
They're good, but they don't scare me.
They got
that
their second best player back, Tilly. He just came
back. Yeah, they always seem to me.
This is the team that like
they blow us out. I wouldn't want to play them.
Oh, they would not blow us out.
I do not want to blow.
I don't think they blow us.
I don't want to play them.
No team is going to blow us out because we play defense. Wait, what's a blowout in your opinion?
10 double digits.
12 or high. 12, okay, I don't agree with double digits.
10? What's the difference between 10 and 12? 12?
Well, 10, you can get there just because of free throws at the very end. It's hard to get past 12.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Because you could be down 6 and then you foul twice and then you get to 10.
Apples and oranges. Double digits is, I mean, that's 3 possessions, 4 possessions.
If you're down 6 and you foul twice, they make all 4 of them, then you're down 10.
Sure, I mean, yeah. But
and this has been your coaching segment by Tobias Bass, a.k.a. T-Money.
But, you know, 4 possessions is a lot.
Yeah.
Because in college, that's like, what, 30 seconds?
That's 2 minutes worth of stuff.
Yeah. That's a lot.
But, no, I think Gonzaga's like kind of intermediate for me, but we'll speed this up real quick. Virginia scares the crap out of me.
We're a poor man's version of them, in my opinion.
Oh, 100%.
We're a poor man's version of them.
They scare me.
They're the LeBron of us, and we're like, I don't even know. How do I describe this?
They got a huge chip on their shoulder. I mean, the only one team to lose to a 16.
They're LeBron. We're Paul George.
Yeah, we're just
that's
a poor
who
man
we are in terms of like that kind of thing. Like we're really good, but they're LeBron.
Yeah, they're very good
at it. So they scare me. And this team right now, I'm going to go ahead and say if we played them in March Madness, I think we beat them, and that's Duke.
Yeah, I can tell you,
it wouldn't surprise me.
They don't have a true identity.
RJ Barrett is overrated.
Their athleticism gets them through a lot of games.
Yep.
But they don't have a true game plan.
And the biggest factor to me, they've never been there before.
Oh,
they've never been in that environment before. And March is different. It's just different.
No, yeah, I could see that.
And freshmen don't play well in March. They
obviously,
don't.
It depends on where you're playing them too.
Yeah. Duke is going to get tested in that first weekend. I guarantee
it. It wouldn't surprise me. They lost in the second round. That wouldn't surprise me. The team caught them off guard. That would not surprise me.
I mean, I think what Derek said is true. I think
they'll get tested. I don't think they'll lose.
I think the 16 could test them if it's right. I'm not saying they're not going to lose. They're not going to Virginia.
They're not going to.
But they could test them, and then if it's like an 8. Or whatever it is, it's going to be an 8 or 9 because they're going to be a 1 seed.
I think the 16 they beat handily, but I think that 8 is where they get
I think
tested.
It depends where it is.
They can get tested.
Yeah. I think it's in – I can't remember where it is this year. I know there's one down in the South.
The Final Four is in Minneapolis.
But I think Tennessee would get the South region. So Duke's going to have to travel a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that's going to be, but then obviously
– Is it in Pittsburgh?
It might be. I don't know, but Tennessee scares the crap out of me. Though.
Oh, they're so good.
They're very good.
If you ask me right now who's in the national championship game, I'm taking Virginia, Tennessee, and I think Rocky Top hangs one.
I'm going to say Zags and Tennessee.
I'm going to say Tennessee and Michigan.
Who you got, though?
Michigan.
Michigan?
I'm going to go Zags.
There ain't no way they win it.
I like Zags. I like them.
They just,
like the Zags.
You're so wishy-washy when
like
it comes
them.
To this
they're,
stuff.
They're
I like
the Zags. A good team, but they just get there and then they just ain't pull
out. I can see it. No, they do that all the time. I like the
right?
Zags.
Right? They always do that.
I like
Yeah, whatever. The Zags ain't winning the national championship. But for Tobias Bass, Derek Collin, Julius Soling running the board, Jared Castellanos in there too with that White Sox hat where Manny Machado will sign, as well as Rashad Lofton doing social media for us. I'm RC Maxfield. Be sure to tune into the Rundown at 4 p.m. on Friday. This has been 3 and Out. Thank you for listening, guys, and keep it locked to the left here on KTXT 88.1, The Raider.